Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to discuss this question. Is it okay for a Christian to confront another Christian? Or better yet, when is it okay for a Christian to confront another Christian? It's very interesting that we see in Galatians chapter 2, two incredible apostles having open confrontation with each other, which means that A, it is okay for a Christian to confront another Christian, even openly in front of others. But now the question is, when is that okay to do that? And that's what we're going to be discussing today, where, again, I'm going to stay in Galatians here, and I'm going to give us an example of two great apostles, the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, and how this confrontation happened, why this confrontation happened, and what was the result of this confrontation. Now, let me give you a little background here. The Apostle Peter ended up leaving his home base in Jerusalem and going a little north to an area called Syrian Antioch. Syrian Antioch was a place where a phenomenal Christian church was established. This place in Syrian Antioch is where you had a mixture of Jewish and Gentile believers there, which at that time was unheard of. Syrian Antioch was the place where believers were first called Christians, and Syrian Antioch is the home base where the Apostle Paul and Barnabas were co-pastoring there and also were sent out on their first missionary journey and subsequent missionary journeys. And Syrian Antioch was the place where we see these two great apostles having an open confrontation. Again, the background, Peter, this was after, we believe, after the Jerusalem Council in Acts chapter 15, where there at the council, Paul and Peter and James and Barnabas all were on the same page declaring that salvation, whether it's for a Jew or a Gentile, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That was clearly established there at the Jerusalem Council, Acts chapter 15. Letters then went out to the various different churches, including this church here in Syrian Antioch. The Apostle Paul and Barnabas returned back to their home base there. Sometimes after that, the Apostle Peter journeyed up there, and he hung out with the Jewish believers. He hung out with the Gentile believers. But then something happened. We read in chapter 2, verse 11, that when Peter came to Antioch, I, Paul, opposed him to his face. Why? Because he, Peter, stood condemned. He was clearly in the wrong. Now, it's very interesting. Again, let me give you a little background here. Just a little while before that, while Peter and Paul and Barnabas were down in Jerusalem at the Jerusalem Council, a very wonderful thing happened. The apostles there in Jerusalem actually extended the right hand of fellowship to Paul, saying, hey, we're partners in the gospel. Paul, you go to the Gentiles, we'll go to the Jews. In fact, we read in chapter 2, verse 9, that James, that's the half-brother of Jesus, Peter and John, those esteemed as pillars of the Jerusalem church, they gave to Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace God had given to Paul. Now, Again, the right hand of fellowship was a very significant sign. This was the great pillars of the Jerusalem church, James and John and Peter, saying, hey, Paul, you're one of us. Your gospel is the same as our gospel because we got our gospels from Jesus Christ. We are building the same church, the church of Christ. We are looking to glorify the same Savior, Jesus Christ. They extended that right hand of fellowship. This happens in Jerusalem. Then only a short while later, when now Peter comes up to visit Paul, Paul opposes Peter to his face. What happened? Again, we know that Paul respected Peter. He respected Peter as an apostle. He respected Peter as an apostle to the Jews. He also respected Peter as a pillar of the church. So this wasn't a case where Paul did not respect Peter. Then why is it that Paul openly confronted Peter? Well, verses 12 and 13 we read. Paul tells us, "For before certain men came from James," these were Judaizers, false teachers, Jewish people who claimed that they were sent from Jerusalem by the apostle James, sent up to Antioch. A, they were never sent from James. Second of all, these teachers were false teachers. They said that the Gentiles had to earn their salvation through circumcision, by becoming Jews, by following all the customs of Moses. They preached a works salvation as opposed to Paul and the rest of the apostles who preached, again, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. These false teachers, after they heard that Peter and Paul and Barnabas were up in Antioch, they decided to take a journey up there. They had lost the case at the Jerusalem Council. They were defeated handedly. Their false gospel was shot down, saying, no way are people saved by works. Well, they weren't finished. They decided to mosey on up to Antioch. And watch what happened. Paul tells us that before these guys came up to Antioch, Peter used to eat with the Gentiles. He hung out with them. In fact, in the Greek, the phrase used to eat with the Gentiles, the way it's grammatically structured there, it means that not only did Peter eat with the Gentiles, but he did it on a regular basis. He hung out with these Gentile believers. It was part of his deal to eat with them, hang out with them on a regular, habitual basis, also including that he celebrated the Lord's Supper with them. We read here that before these false teachers came to Antioch, Peter regularly, habitually ate with the Gentiles. But when these false teachers arrived, Peter began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles. Very interesting. In the Greek, the word draw back, it's a military term. The picture of a very gradual and almost deceitful, deceptive drawing back, separating himself from the Gentile believers. Even though he once used to eat with them on a very regular basis, when these false teachers from Jerusalem showed up, Peter acted like a military deserter, gradually, deceptively, deceitfully separating himself from the Gentile believers. Why? Paul tells us. Because Peter was afraid of those who came from Jerusalem, the Judaizers. He was afraid. But what was he afraid of? I mean, they couldn't take his apostleship. He was made an apostle by Jesus Christ. He was a pillar of the Jerusalem church. Everybody respected him as an apostle. He was an apostle to the Jews. Then what was Peter so afraid of that caused him to deceitfully, deceptively draw back from the Gentile believers, the same believers he used to eat with and fellowship with, even share the Lord's Supper? What was he so afraid of? You know what he was afraid of? He was afraid of losing his popularity. Yeah. You see, Peter, again, a pillar of the church, an apostle. Hey, he was part of the close group of guys with Jesus. Peter became a very popular apostle. He was popular with the Jews there in Antioch. He was also popular with the Jews down in Jerusalem. And I believe that when he saw these false teachers coming from Jerusalem up to Antioch, Peter deceptively started to draw back from the Gentile believers because he was afraid to lose his popularity. What if those false teachers went back to Jerusalem and started saying that Peter was hanging out with the Gentiles? Maybe he would lose his popularity. Maybe he wouldn't be viewed as the great apostle Peter by some of the Jews anymore. Yeah, you see, I think Peter at this point fell into a big trap. The trap of being a people pleaser. And in his attempt to be a people pleaser, to please these false teachers so they wouldn't maybe say some negative things about him, Peter fell into the trap that Proverbs 29 verse 25 talks about. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. You see, Peter, before these Judaizers showed up to Antioch, used to regularly and habitually eat with the Gentile believers. They were his friends. They loved him. He loved them. They shared the Lord's Supper together. They worshiped the same Lord together. They were in the same church together. Peter was part of them, and they were part of him. But then when the Judaizers showed up, Peter began to draw back and separate himself. Why? He was afraid. He fell into the trap. Instead of being faithful, he tried to keep his popularity. But not only that, you know what else happened? Verse 13. The other Jews, the young Jewish believers there in Antioch, who respected the great apostle Peter, who looked at him as a pillar of the Jerusalem church, when they saw him act like a hypocrite, they too joined him in his hypocrisy. They too started drawing back from the Gentiles. But not only them, even the great Barnabas, co-pastor of the church in Antioch, also joined in their hypocrisy, and they were all led astray by the outward hypocritical actions of the great pillar of the Jerusalem church, the great apostle, Peter. Why did Paul confront him? More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics. As we're discussing this topic, when is it okay for a Christian to confront another Christian? And we are just settled here in Galatians chapter 2. We're talking about a situation where the great apostle Paul had to openly confront the great apostle Peter. And we talked on the first part of the program as to why. We saw that Peter was acting like a hypocrite. Before certain false teachers showed up to Antioch, coming from Jerusalem, Peter used to hang out with the Gentile believers. He worshiped the Lord with them, celebrate the Lord's Supper with them. But when these false teachers showed up, Peter started pulling away from the Gentile believers, drawing back from them. So much so that he even misled some of the young Jewish believers in Antioch to pull back also, creating two groups in one church, Jews and Gentiles, kind of like a church split. And not only that, the co-pastor there, Barnabas, was led astray by Peter's hypocrisy. And as we discussed on the first part of the show here, we came to the idea that the reason why Peter acted like this, the reason why he became a hypocrite, is because he was afraid. He was afraid of losing his popularity. Because if these false teachers went back to Jerusalem and started saying that Peter was hanging out with Gentiles, maybe some people down in Jerusalem would not think so highly of Peter as they had. Because you have to understand, back then in that culture, Jews were taught that you don't eat with Gentiles because they are defiled. You don't hang out with Gentiles because they're defiled. In fact, Jews, if they were out in the marketplace, they would immediately come home and wash themselves in case they had come close to Gentiles and thus would have been defiled. So for a Jew to hang out with a Gentile back then was radical. Yet in Christ, there's neither new Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. Peter understood this. Peter's the one who proclaimed at the Jerusalem Council, hey, Jews and Gentiles alike are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. He openly opposed, while in Jerusalem, at the Jerusalem Council, he openly opposed the false teachers, the Judaizers, who had said the Gentiles have to go through all kinds of hoops before they could trust in Jesus and be saved. They preached a works salvation gospel, which is no gospel at all. Well, Peter openly opposed them. So did Paul, so did James, so did Barnabas. So what happened to Peter when he went up to Antioch? One minute he's openly fellowshipping with the Gentile believers, Jews and Gentiles alike in the same church, worshiping the Lord. Next minute, when these Judaizers come from Jerusalem, Peter goes crazy. He draws back from the Gentile believers, doesn't want to be around them, pretends he doesn't know them, even though he had openly and regularly ate with them prior to that. And he led some of the Jewish believers as well as Barnabas astray through Peter's hypocrisy. Because Peter was afraid to lose his popularity. That was the problem. He stepped into that popularity trap. You cannot please God and please man at the same time. And Peter tried to do both, and it didn't work. Peter's problem was not his theology. He understood the one true gospel. Peter's problem was his personality. He wanted to maintain his popularity. He was a people pleaser. And that's why Paul openly confronted Peter on Peter's hypocrisy. Because through Peter's hypocrisy, he confused the young Jews in Antioch. He confused the co-pastor Barnabas. He led them astray through his hypocrisy. And that's why Paul says in verse 14 of chapter 2, when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, Paul confronted him, hey, Peter, you're a Jew, yet you've been constantly, externally living like a Gentile, fellowshipping with them, eating with them. You haven't even been acting like a Jew. How is it then, Peter, that you force Gentiles now to follow Jewish customs? What are you doing, Peter? Quit acting like a hypocrite. In fact, in the Greek, Paul says, when I saw that they were not acting in line. And that Greek word is very powerful. It's really two Greek words combined. Orthos, which means straight standing, standing straight up, and padeo, feet. So orthos, padeo means straight footed. Paul says, when I saw that Peter was not acting straight footed, standing straight, aligned up straight, walking straight according to the truth of the gospel, the word truth, aletheon, the one true only gospel. That's when Paul confronted them, confronted Peter in front of everybody. Because he saw his beloved Peter, his co-worker in Christ, going off the straight path, veering from the truth of the gospel, not veering from theology, but veering in terms of his actions, which gave a bad example to the younger believers. Peter stepped off the straight path, and Peter's external actions, hypocritical actions, misled some young believers. And when Paul saw that, he courageously stood up and confronted Peter in front of everybody. or Paul did not want to see Peter nor the other young believers go off the straight path. He did not want to see them get confused about the one true gospel. Paul didn't care about his own personality. Paul didn't care about popularity with people. In fact, Paul says in chapter 1 in verse 10, he says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. No, no, no. Paul was willing to confront the great apostle Peter in front of everybody. Not to try to please people, not to become popular over Peter in front of people. No, no, no. Paul was concerned about Peter's walk, because Peter's walk went off the straight path. Paul was concerned about the one true gospel because Peter's hypocritical actions confused the young believers when it came to the one true gospel. And that's why Paul confronted Peter and said, hey, you're a Jew, yet you live externally like a Gentile and not a Jew. How is it then you're forcing the Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? Peter, wake up. Quit acting like a foolish hypocrite. And that's what Paul said. You know, Peter, we who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles, we know that a person is not justified by the works of the law. Peter, you know that. But we're all justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Peter, you know that we have put our faith in Christ Jesus so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because you know, Peter, that no one, absolutely no one, will be justified by the works of the law. Do you see what Paul was doing? He was confronting Peter because he saw Peter going off the straight path. He was confronting Peter because he saw Peter's external actions started to confuse the young believers when it came to the one true gospel. That's why Paul confronted Peter. And Peter's public hypocrisy demanded a public rebuke from Paul. So is it okay for Christians to confront other Christians, even publicly? The answer is yeah. Assuming the motives are correct. Paul did not confront Peter to try to humiliate or embarrass Peter. Peter had already humiliated and embarrassed himself. His external hypocritical actions made him look foolish and misled other people. So Peter already humiliated himself. Paul wasn't trying to humiliate him. Paul also was not trying to gain popularity with the other people, especially at the expense of Peter. Paul respected Peter. Paul loved Peter. In fact, Paul was the one who referred to Peter not only as an apostle and an apostle of the Jews, he referred to Peter as a pillar of the church. So there's no question that Paul respected Peter. But what Paul did not respect was Peter's hypocritical actions. Paul was not trying to gain popularity over Peter. Like Paul said, am I trying to win the praises of man? I'm sure that Paul standing up and confronting the great apostle Peter in front of everybody, I'm sure that that might have even hurt some a little bit of Paul's popularity. But Paul didn't care. He wasn't out there trying to win approval of people. He was serving Christ. And he saw that Peter was not acting in line, being straight-footed, orthos padeo, when it came to the truth of the gospel, the aletheon of the gospel. And that's why he confronted Peter in front of everybody, to get Peter back on the straight path so that the others who had been misled by Peter would get back on the straight path. And so that the one true gospel, there would be no confusion about it. The people would not start following the false teaching of the Judaizers because of Peter's hypocritical actions. And that's why Paul gave the reason. He said, hey, when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, stop it. You know, Peter, how we're saved, how we as Jews are saved, how Gentiles are saved. No one is saved through their own good efforts, the works of the law. We're saved by faith, pistis is the Greek word, through Christ. So Christian, when it comes to confronting another Christian. You have to ask yourself, why am I looking to confront them? Is it to make me look better, feel better? Well, if that's the case, then you shouldn't confront them. You got to take the log out of your own eye first. But if you see another Christian not walking in line on the true path, what are you going to do? Let them wreck their lives by going off the true path? You let them mislead others? Or are you going to reach out and confront them and save them? That's what Paul did. Or how about when you see a Christian, a beloved brother or sister, who gets a little confused when it comes to the truth of the gospel? Maybe their external actions are starting to confuse people. Maybe they're using or misusing their freedom in Christ a little bit too much. Maybe they're going out and having a little bit of drink, a couple of drinks. Maybe they're being a little loose with their mouths. And you've got a bunch of young believers looking at them and getting confused and going, is this okay for us to do the same thing? Well, what are you going to do, Christian? You're going to let your brother or sister's foolish, hypocritical external actions not only hurt them and their reputation, but also confuse young believers when it comes to the truth of the gospel? Don't you dare. You confront your brother or sister. Because again, it's not about you. It's not even about them. It's about the name of Christ. And we don't want to do anything or let anyone bring any confusion, bring any disrepute to the holy name of Christ. So, is it okay for a Christian to confront another Christian? Yeah. And if you really want to know the right way and the right motives, read Galatians chapter 2. And take a look at the great confrontation between the great Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.